You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here.
They are? I can't
make
hear myself.
Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle, giggle. The swallows are here.
You were blasting my eardrums out.
I feel like everything was really loud yesterday.
Right out.
Yeah. That was not my fault.
Okay.
The loudness. Mm-hmm. I was trying to manage. It was good. Yesterday was good.
Yesterday was fun.
It was super fun.
Okay, well, hello, hello, hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
we made it to
classy.
Friday.
Missy Sheriff, Josie. Gal pal Luce.
Lucy's already here. She made it. Boop. Boop. I hope everyone is having a really, really great Friday. I know it's just another Friday. We've had a lot of the Fridays in this whole weird Corona land that we're living in now. But I still hope that everyone can enjoy and sit back and be like, holy shit, at least it's Friday.
Right.
Now, I know some people are working 5 days a week. I believe Classy, and I know that Lucy's working 5 days a week. And I'm sure a lot of people are still working. So there's still that appreciation for Friday there. But for me, it's like fucking Friday every day. I'm getting tired. I'm ready for a Monday.
I don't know that you are.
Well, hell no, I am not. Mm-mm. I'm not ready.
Because your Monday is now Wednesday, and that seems hard enough.
Oh, my sleep is screwed.
So bad.
When I finally do go back to work on any kind of regular schedule, I'm going to be so tired.
I see Shelly's in there. Who else is in there?
Shelly's in here. Callie. I see a Callie or Kaylee is in the room with us. We've got Nonsense Password, Classy, Misa Sheriff, Cat is here with us, Lucy, of course, Lady Bird, that's you, and Josie.
You!
Josie. Now, this is a new, this is...
That's a different Josie.
Different Josie. Hi, Josie. Different Josie.
Different
How are you?
Josie.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you guys all for being here. We thank you. Please share the show right now. If you would, just give her a little share. That helps us get listeners. It helps people know that we're here. And we've got a great guest today. We've got a really fun
different
person.
Josie, she says. Did you change your picture, Josie?
Lucy is going to be on with us. She's going to call in a little bit once we do some of our housekeeping stuff.
Friday.
I have failed to mention, and I don't know that I don't think I mentioned it at all, but our very good friend Shauna went to the wish list on Amazon. There was still a few things. There are still a few things on the wish list if you would like to donate.
Oh, I like it.
And so if you'd like to donate to the podcast, you can go to the wish list. I know a lot of people in this room have already, and we thank you. But something that Shauna ordered finally arrived.
Yeah. It's the on-air sign.
I'm going to reach over my head right now and click it on. Here we go. So they can hear. Click. Did you hear it click on?
I heard it,
click on. Yeah, look at it. Oh, what would you call that? Blue?
It's purple.
It's purple. I like it. A purple light. It's our on-air light. When you click it on, you heard it. It's got a very loud click, but that's okay. It lights up this freaking really kick-ass set of headphones.
You're beautiful.
That's engraved in this piece of plex, and it says on air.
I know. We got to find a better place to hang it.
I know. We will. That's our on air light. We haven't had a chance. We got the cameras on its way.
I know.
We're
going to
have a webcam in here very soon. We may need a designated computer for that. We're going to work all that out. We may have to go buy a laptop.
Oh.
Or if someone has an extra laptop that they would like to donate to the Everything Swallow podcast, and then we can hook our webcam to that laptop and we can just run our stream, our Facebook lives,
right, all off
and
of
eventually
that.
A stream on an independent website. But I think Facebook Live is great because you get to a lot of people at once,
right?
And so and it'd be nice to then I'm gonna look into some switchers. My friend Eric, he's got some ideas on some stuff like that, and we'll get a camera up in the corner.
Oh,
we'll have a camera from that way. And we're gonna be.
You will not be able to hide in this basement.
No, you're gonna love it. You think you've heard the podcast? Wait till you see the shit that goes on in here. Because
right.
I'm dying to do a podcast in wigs.
I know.
It's like we need to do that.
That's funny.
We have a few things that we're gonna talk about, but we want to talk about them with Lucy. So we're gonna wait and talk about some topics that I have come up with. One cool thing is, did you know that I think it's today, The Princess Bride is on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a Disney movie.
It should be on there anyways.
I know, but it hasn't been.
Not like a special treat.
Well, no, there's a lot of movies that should have been on there, Shayna. But they're not because I'm thinking of a couple Disney things I wanted to see. You and I looked up and they weren't on there.
Like what?
Broomsticks and Buttholes. What was that one?
Bed knobs and Broomsticks.
Yep. And then I don't even think like the one that we like in Halloween with Bette Midler. The Sanderson
Hocus
sisters. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Jason kicked me out. Real nice.
You haven't been in there in a long time.
I know, but why has it got to kick me out? Your email address is invalid. Oh, I'm going to have to get Jason over here to get me signed back in. Great. No Princess Bride for us, I guess.
Luckily, I own it on DVD.
DVD. Just buy it on Blu-rays. Disney sucks, Sean. Don't be a cheapskate using other people's profiles and logins.
And I agree.
All right. Well, how are you feeling? Let's get a check-in on Shayna.
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, how's your body feeling?
Okay. It's hanging in there.
It's hanging in there? Lucy, you're on here with us. We're just getting a check-in on Shayna.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if I'm actually coming through.
Yeah.
You are?
Can you hear us?
Yes. The thing said, put headphones in or you can't do this. And I was like, yeah. Well, I don't think I have headphones with a microphone, but yay.
You do. Yeah, well, apparently... you do.
Yeah, it's working.
Because we hear you great.
Cool.
Wonderful.
As long as you can hear us.
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, pull up a chair, it sounds like, and settle in because you're about to hear the Everything Swallow podcast with Gal Pal Lucy.
That's right. Woo-hoo-hoo.
I have things. Hold on.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. The whole crowd is here. Lucy,
right.
We're very excited to have you. I want to make sure and check in. Did you eat your daily Clorox wipe this morning?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did.
That doesn't seem like a great idea.
Well, I've been saying you should be eating a Clorox wipe every day to keep your insides clean since this whole thing started.
Yeah.
Right? Don't wipe stuff down. Eat one of those things.
Yeah, and then you're fine.
And they're flushable.
It's coming from the inside out.
Yep. And turns out that I was on the cutting edge because you heard the president. We should be injecting Lysol into our veins. Right?
Don't even get me started on that.
I think if you just ate a spoonful of that blue toilet bowl cleaner.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd probably be good. It'd probably coat the whole way.
You will probably pee green.
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Bet you. But you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be fine. All right, Lucy.
Yes, we need to check Swallow Nation because there's a lot of things on Swallow Nation about the Clorox wipes.
Oh, I bet there are.
Everyone in there knows that you've been pushing it this whole time.
Yeah, I've been pushing
and
it.
And now that it's a thing, they're like that. There's like recipes and...
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Excellent. Oh, you can bake
like
your own Clorox
pie.
Wipe. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I heard someone was having a Clorox wipe sandwich.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Like a piece of cheese.
With
just
cheese.
Add it in there.
Yeah, no, yeah, cheese on it.
Yeah.
So, Lucy, how are things in Oklahoma?
Well, good. I haven't been eating Clorox wipes, but I had my Flintstones vitamin this morning, so maybe that'll help a little.
You're probably as long as it wasn't Wilma.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because she was, I always
probably
remember
Dino.
I remember Wilma being bitter.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember it really having flavor. It was just kind of like something that fell apart as you plopped it on your tongue.
That's funny.
That was a Betty.
That was a Betty. She was so loose.
She was so milk toast. How have you been, Lucy?
Well, I've been good, you guys. But, I mean, as you guys know more than anyone, I'm a bit of an extrovert. So this whole, like, staying at home thing is really not okay.
Yeah. I bet it's been tough on you.
Going stir crazy.
Well, it's like, I mean, like, every Saturday, for example, I go to this bar, like, pretty much across the street from my apartment, and they have karaoke over there every Saturday. So, like, I see all my regular people, and all the bartenders know me, and, you know, so I have friends.
Right,
it's
right.
It's pretty nice.
But not now.
No, we've tried to do, like, you know, meeting in a parking lot and staying 6 feet apart, but it just wasn't the same.
No.
It's not the same.
No, we tried the same thing, and it is fun. But you've got
to
do
it. Yeah, I mean, it was nice to see everybody. But, yeah, it was just kind of like, I want to hug you guys. Like, I haven't had a hug in, like, a month and a half.
Yeah. Right. That's
some
no good.
Some human contact.
Yeah. And, like, you guys are lucky, or, you know, anyone that's living with their significant other, really, because you guys can do a little more than hugging, too.
That's right.
But, you know, just that.
That's right.
Sometimes we get into fist fights.
Yeah. Just for the hell of it. Just like, I haven't fist fighted in forever.
Did you get your masks, Lucy?
I did. I got them yesterday.
Good.
I love them.
Good.
Okay, good.
And I love the purple one, and to be honest, like, I'm not a big Marvel fan, but you use the classic female characters, so yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. That's
There's
what we thought.
Like a giant Gal Gadot on there or something.
No, or a stupid Iron Man or something. No, it's a strong,
just
independent woman.
Women of power.
That's right.
Yeah.
Strong women
awesome.
Of cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I grab, that's where I get most of my inspiration.
That's right.
It's from cartoons.
Well, maybe a little from Ellen.
Not Ellen. Stop calling me Ellen. And now you've got everyone else thinking I'm out.
You know what? You thank Jen.
I need to do a parody. Thank Jen.
Uh-huh. She's the one who pointed it out.
She started this.
She started the Ellen.
Yeah. Do you have a bird now? Or is that your dog?
It's a dog.
Oh, it's a squeaky toy. Hello?
No, sorry. He's got a squeaky toy that he makes. He's keeping. He makes me, like, he's. Did I get disconnected?
No, oh, we're
no.
here listening
oh,
to
no.
you.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear
we
you.
Can hear. Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought it.
This is going
you
well.
You guys keep dropping.
Oh, she dropped there.
Oh, that is weird. I wonder what it is. If is it
like
is
completely it? Relying on my data.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us what's going on for Oak. Are you guys all isolated? Obviously, you're isolated, but you know, are still an essential worker. You're still going on the radio station every day.
Yeah, they actually had to cut me back to part-time because, you know, I was last hired, but instead of fired,
yeah.
thank God, they
yeah.
just cut my time in half, which basically yeah. means I'm doing the exact same amount of work for about a third of the pay.
Yeah,
exactly. Right, and trying to pack it in half the time.
Yeah, I have to be out of there by 11 every day.
Woo.
Wow.
So, and then I have my other job too, which is delivering pizzas, and I work that like evenings and weekends. So I work every day.
Wow.
Yeah, hustling.
So, yeah.
That's
I'm
good,
used
though.
To it.
Yeah.
Keeps you in practice.
That's for sure. Because
yeah.
I am so
well, like, I mean, having two jobs isn't as bad. Because when I lived up in Denver, I had three or four jobs at one point. So.
Wow.
Two isn't that bad.
Did you ever sleep?
Well, that's what you need to live in Denver.
Yeah.
You got to have four jobs.
Yeah. Well, as far as the sleep goes, it was kind of like, get it where I can.
Right. Yeah. Sneak it in.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know that red couch in the Alice studio at Entercom?
I do.
I would nap on that once in a while.
Yeah. I napped on that couch a time or two when I was bored hopping. Yeah. Overnight.
So.
As you say, or hungover.
Yeah.
Or hungover. No, I just nap right in my chair in the mornings when I was hungover. Right at the mic.
Yeah, right.
So tell us about your show. What's your show up to? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Did you find a hunk yet? A hunk of the day?
Well, we do Hunk of the Day every Wednesday for Hunk Day.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Like it.
So. So I think I actually forgot to post one this week.
Oh, well, that's, you should just put up the coronavirus.
Right.
I think I'd get hate mail. That is not a sexy image at all.
Like, well,
it's all we've got right
that's
now.
That's right. That's right.
Love them or hate them.
It's what's keeping us alive.
Uh-huh. Is everyone there have to wear masks and all that?
I haven't really been wearing one.
Okay.
But I mean, it's kind of one of those things where like it's recommended, but you don't have to. There's a city a couple of miles from here that they are actually required to wear their masks when they're out in public. But here we don't really have to.
Okay.
Like, I just went to the grocery store yesterday and I think I was the only one in there like free mouthing it, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happening around here.
They're just now a couple cities, well, at least one so far, has mandated that you have to be wearing a mask when you come into the store. You have to have face covering of some kind.
Yeah. Well, the one thing.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
I have reusable grocery bags.
Oh, that's good.
And I got to the front door, and of course, there's somebody standing there, and they were like, oh, no, you can't bring those in here. Yeah. There's a new city ordinance. You can't bring reusable bags into the grocery store. So I was
hilarious.
Like, okay, well, I'm not using the plastic ones. So I went ahead and, like, as the guy was ringing me out, I just threw everything back in the cart and then took it out to the car and bagged it out there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, they don't want them because they can have corona on them.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just didn't want to use the plastic. I hate plastic.
And I think it's so great because they've worked so hard for to teach us not to use the plastic, to use your recycled bags. And now they're like, nope, no recycled bags, plastic only.
There's so many conspiracies going
on
around all of this.
It's so crazy how twisted everything is.
The conspiracy theories are crazy. As far as I'm concerned, it's kind of like my only real conspiracy theory, I guess, is it's really odd to me that everything is closed, like, you know, community-wise, like VFWs are closed and beauty salons are closed, but you can still vote.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. You got to stand in line for that.
No, are they going to open the polls or just do mail-in ballots?
They'll have to open the polls because there's just not access to online and ballots.
And I think
ballots.
You can cheat more with the with the mail-in.
Yeah, they'll have to be polls.
Crazy.
Or there
will be. Well, you stand in line at the grocery store, man.
Yeah.
You stand in line like here. We have queues now to get into the grocery stores and the Walmarts. And so you stand in line. You're standing around all those people. When you're at checkout, you're standing around all those people. Walking around the store with all those people. I mean, it's just crazy.
Stoners aren't social distancing. Nah. The dispensaries are lined up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Even down here, it's only medical down here. We don't have recreational, but I mean, that's probably a couple of the busiest spots.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it is here, too. And now Denver says as of tonight, I think midnight, no more alcohol of any kind allowed in the parks.
Right. Because that's how they're going to try to help social distance.
Yeah. Well, because we can only drink in the park?
Well, no, but people were meeting in the park.
To drink.
And they were drinking and having gatherings in the park. And so now they feel like taking away the alcohol will take away the gathers.
They did it to themselves, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's what they've been doing everywhere.
One guy had to ruin it for everybody.
That's why the camp trails are being changed to one direction only. I mean, it's crazy. The hiking trails and stuff. Everyone's messing it up because they're just crowding them out.
Yeah, and they're not like trying to be safe.
Uh-uh. No. Not.
Well, I was reading a thing the other day about a bunch of people like protesting in the streets, like open up the city and like all this stuff, and like it's like no, go home. Like it's only been a month. Yeah. Relax.
Yep. Relax. Exactly.
Yeah, that did happen.
Take
here.
Take it easy.
In downtown Denver, they blocked the streets.
Uh huh.
What do they call
it? That's crazy, man. I just they a vehicle called, protest.
Yeah,
yeah, they called it something else, a gridlock.
Yeah, something gridlock.
Yeah, for change or something. Gridlock for change.
Good job.
And then did you see the pictures of the healthcare workers, nurses or whatever in their scrubs standing out there blocking them?
Yeah, what a bunch of badasses. That's awesome. Good for them.
The Den of the Unknown says that his city, you're caught not wearing a mask. The first offense is $20 or $200. After that, it's $1,000.
What? Wow, what city is that? He's from the Den of the Unknown.
Yeah.
In his city.
Oh.
Well, he's not going to tell us, but that's okay. It's coming. It's coming everywhere. I'm sure in California, Ariel, our daughter, is in Long Beach, and they wouldn't let her in the store. So
yeah, she didn't have a mask, and they wouldn't let her in. And so we sent her a whole bunch. So now she'll be fine.
Well, I don't know if you heard or not, but we had Everything Swallow Podcast first annual social distancing breakfast. And
awesome.
We all met at the parking lot of a restaurant that serves alcohol. And we all had breakfast and we had mimosas and screwdrivers. And I delivered everybody's food on roller skates.
Oh, I did hear you guys talking about that the other day when I was listening in.
Right. We all wore masks.
See what I was in for.
Yeah, right. We all wore our masks and we stayed, you know, parked a parking space away. Mm-hmm. And everyone sat in their car and ate their breakfast and honked and waved and texted and say hi to each other. So, you know, I think it can be done.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be a slower process than most people would like when we try to get back to normal, but it's going to take a while.
Well, I heard from one of my jobs that it may not happen until August. I may not be going back in the studio, so that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, what was just canceled in Denver? They just
everything.
No, I know it's in June. It's like a run in Denver or something, and they just canceled it. Oh God, what was it? I can't.
Colfax
remember.
Marathon?
No. Something else. But that has to be canceled too because you can't social distance.
Well, yeah, you can't social distance in a marathon.
Yep, I don't know. How about Vegas opening it up as a petri dish?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Oh my God. Did you watch that video of Anderson Cooper just like completely losing his shit?
He throws his glasses down on the table and he almost slaps himself in the face. I could not believe I'm listening to this woman right now. But you know
what? Like, what a maroon. Like, I mean, you obviously saw the video. Like, she's an idiot.
Yeah,
and what's crazier is that 80% of Vegas or whatever voted her into this position.
Yeah.
And it's like, what exactly did she say to get voted in?
Right.
Because, like, obviously now she's a little, she's lost a couple marbles since then, maybe.
Oh, no. Man.
They're panicking.
They're gamblers.
Yeah. And they're losing money.
Yeah. Well,
hemorrhaging
we've got
money.
Casinos galore down here, too. And they're trying to get those open back up with, like, you know, they'll tape off, like, every other slot machine or something. Or I don't know. But
I didn't know there was a big gambling area in Oklahoma.
Me either.
Oh, yeah, man. This is, like, Native America Central.
Oh, that makes sense. I saw that on The Simpsons.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what I remember that.
But like all the casinos down here are owned by tribes.
Right, that makes sense.
A reserve on either side of the town here, and yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand that now.
It's neat when they do their like cool festivals and stuff. Like mostly in the summertime and the fall is when they do those.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I mean, if you're just like walking through the reserve, it's actually kind of depressing. It's not a very nice place.
Well, there's been some reports that the Indian reserves have been getting hit pretty hard here as well.
I got tiger bomb in my
eye. Oh, I'm sure.
You're bumming. Shayna just got tiger bomb in her eye. You know what?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're massaging yourself.
And you try not to touch your face.
Ah, yes. We've all been there at least once.
Right. Okay, well, are you doing karaoke at home, like on YouTube? Why don't you do some videos?
Well, actually, the guy that hosts the karaoke, his name's Jared, and we've actually become pretty good friends. And he actually has started doing quarantine-friendly karaoke at one of the places that he used to host it at.
Okay.
Where, well, the place actually converted itself into a grocery store so that they could stay open.
Smart.
And, yeah, it's a pretty cute little place, actually. They did it for the first time last Friday, and tonight they're doing it again, but I haven't been able to because I work Friday nights. But they do it like, you come in, you select a time slot, like on the Facebook group or whatever, and then you come in like 10 minutes before that time, sing two or three songs, and then they disinfect everything, and then the next guy goes up.
Oh, how funny. This is going to be our new life.
No, that's horrible.
Yep, it
is. I don't want it to be my new life. Or anyway,
I don't either. I want it to go back to the way it was.
Yeah.
You know what? I wish I should have gone and done karaoke with Charlie in Golden.
Right.
Because now I may never get the chance.
Right.
But I always procrastinated. You know, this is hurting the karaoke people. We're not thinking about them.
No. Not the extroverts.
Well, the extroverts all the way around. Everyone's always
y'all are extroverts out there.
And everyone's always talking about the introverts, like the you know, how are you guys doing?
No. That's the extroverts they're worried about.
They're fine.
Introverts are fine. Oh. They're like, this is great. I'm going to get in my cocoon and not ever go outside. I don't have to look at anybody or talk to anybody.
Oh, right.
Extroverts are like, what are you doing? You're like the dog at the window.
I've made more phone calls in the last 3 weeks than I have probably in my entire life. Well, at least since high school.
Yeah. Right.
You know, when,
when
everybody's on the phone for hours. One time I was on the phone for like 3 hours with my boyfriend at the time, and my dad got so mad at me. He had to walk home from the train station because the whole time he was trying to call home so that my mom could come pick him up, I was on the phone.
Oh.
And we didn't have multiple lines back then.
That'll get you grounded. So like,
yeah, and I was still on the phone when he walked through the door, and he was like, oh, that explains a lot.
Wow.
Get off the damn
man.
Phone. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
That was the good old days. Oh, I was going to say when the phone was attached to the wall, but probably not for you.
Yeah.
We had one of those, but this was after we upgraded to the cordless.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably had one of those fancy cordless with the antenna.
We had three of them, one on each level of the house.
I love
Richie
it.
Rich over there. Yeah. Hey, did you hear about Tom Hanks giving that kid a typewriter?
I did. Apparently the kid's name was Corona. How awkward.
Yeah.
Horrible name. Horrible name.
He got him a typewriter that's a Corona typewriter.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
A Corona brand. What the hell does a kid want with a typewriter?
He doesn't.
He doesn't even know how to type. Well, I mean, I'm sure he probably knows how to type on a keyboard.
He only gave it to him because it was Corona. The name was Corona.
You think he was just tired of carrying it around, too?
Yeah, he's like, you know, this will be funny and ironic.
Imagine the news I'll make.
Yeah.
Screw you. Why don't you give him a new laptop, something he can actually use in his life, instead of a stupid-ass Corona hand typewriter?
This is the new world.
That doesn't mean... What does that mean?
That means that it doesn't have to just be about the most expensive thing or technology. It can have a little little side meaning, you know? Just thought this would be fun. Give you something new to learn.
Okay. Because if you're telling me the rotary phone's coming back...
That'd be so great. We could do that because then the people who don't know how to use it... Yeah.
Oh, trick them.
Text on this. That's like going back to, what was that, T9 or whatever.
I like it.
Way back
I loved
when
T9.
When texting first came out.
I was a T9-er.
Yeah, you were good at it.
Well, today is
Is that what they call when you had to press the buttons multiple times to get the letter you wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
T9 texting.
Before the QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
Yep. I was good at T9.
Yes.
Where I could go like 4429649 and 4429, a whole sentence. I wrote you a whole sentence right there.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
You could.
I could. I was good at it.
It's true.
What are you going to have for lunch today, Lucy?
Well, I actually just ate before I got on with you guys. Okay. I had a slice of leftover pizza with a fried egg on top.
Oh. That's weird. That was weird.
It's also quite delicious.
You threw me off.
It's the breakfast of champs.
Was it pepperoni pizza? What kind of pizza was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it myself at the pizza place that I work at, and I put a crap ton of pepperoni on it and three different kinds of cheeses.
Ooh, that
so it's a triple cheese pepperoni pizza breakfast slice. Interesting. Now I like an egg on a hamburger, but a piece of pizza
might be worth a try.
I got some cold pizza upstairs.
It was a fried egg.
Yeah.
Good. I'm actually on a podcast right now, so I have to go. But thank you so much.
Say hi.
See ya.
See you later.
My buddy Noah just dropped something on for me.
Yeah, we heard him.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, baby.
Hey, yeah, what you doing?
Yeah.
We come in for a little Rona rub.
Yeah. He's like, did you know today was National Pig in a Blanket Day? You want to have some lunch? I brought over some weenies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Want to knead some
dough? Oddly enough, that is what he brought over.
See? He's trying to say something. He wants you to knead some dough together and wrap those little babies in blankets.
He'll be back in a minute, right?
He sounds nice. He sounds nice.
I love
him. He is nice. Unfortunately, he's taken and way too young, but... Oh.
You know, young's not bad.
Both of those are overcomable.
Right.
See how I did that.
Oh my goodness.
Are you finding love in Oklahoma? Are the guys, what are Oklahoma people like? I mean, I saw Tiger King, so I've got a little idea. What's going on with the app? Maybe it's her phone. Let's play it on her phone.
Well, luckily, not all Oklahoma. I have gone on a couple dates and stuff. Nothing's really panned out. But oddly enough, I have been kind of seeing a younger guy.
See?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
He's not much younger, though. Like my friend here is like, he's like 22, 23. This guy's 28, so he's a little closer to my age.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good.
Right. Over 25.
It's
fine.
Good. It's good to be the older woman sometimes.
Cougar.
Cougar.
It's not bad.
You can go, no, that's not how that works. I know. I'm older.
Yes.
Let me show
I'm
you what I like.
You.
That's right.
Well, good for you.
I love it.
But at the same time, at least you've got a little one friend or maybe someone you're hanging out with. I don't know. You remember Dan Hardy from the station? We
love Dan Hardy.
Well, we spoke with him the other day.
Is he single again too?
Yes, he is. And he became
single. Well, then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you should reach out.
Well, goodbye, click.
I got a call to make.
I love Dan. Dan was one of the few people at the station. And obviously, Sean, you helped me a lot too, but... He was one of very few that really took the time to, you know, listen to my demos and give me suggestions. And he was just an all around sweet guy. Like, I date him, like, honestly.
Yeah, well, you should reach out to him. So he was telling us about how he's trying to date through Zoom and doing these online virtual dating, and it's not well. It's not going well at all.
It's not any easier.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on Tinder and Bumble also.
So is he.
But, I mean.
So is he.
No, not Tinder. He's on Bumble
I wrote down. What do you
want? Well, he won't show up on my stuff because he's too far away.
He's on RedTube.
Red?
Oh, no. That was a different podcast.
That's the porn one.
Sorry, that's a porn one.
Oh, let me just look that up.
Yeah, look at RedTube.
Now, did you get
I'm
a free...
I'm kind of bored.
Did you get your free subscription to Pornhub? Hinge.
No, I didn't know they were doing that.
Oh, yeah, so they may still be doing it, but they were giving a free month of... of Pornhub away if you signed up right now to the premium subscription.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you get with the premium subscription?
We have also
more videos.
We have a listener here in the podcast named Sally, and she's in the UK, and she says her premium's way better than ours.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what are they getting?
I don't know.
Anyway,
dirtier stuff.
Well,
he is on Bumble.
I feel cheated.
And Hinge. Have you heard of Hinge?
Yes.
Okay, so those are the two.
I've also heard of the ones you have to pay for, like Match and FarmersOnly.com.
Yeah.
Farmers
That's probably
only.
Popular there in Oklahoma, where the wind goes
whistle.
What was
that one that up ours on? Cougar Life?
Cougar Town.
Cougar
Live?
What was that one?
I don't know. Shayna set up, we each set up a profile on a Cougar Match or Cougar Town.
Yeah, something.
It was a cougar site. And she went on.
I feel like I'm still kind of young to be considered a cougar. I always felt like cougars were like 45 and older.
No.
Yeah, probably even more than that.
I think it's a window thing. You could be a cougar if you were dating a guy that was 19.
Right.
Wow.
You're 35?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you and his mom could grab
it's
coffee.
Like, it's like a year thing.
Ew.
You and his mom. You guys are in book club together.
Yeah, she's playing canasta.
That would be awful. That's the thing, like, as far as, like, dating younger guys is, like, a lot of them are just so dumb. And, like, we were all dumb when we were 23, 24, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, one guy that I was had seen, like, we went on a couple of dates or whatever, like, last summer or something like that. And, like, he wouldn't understand any of my references because I'm old. This guy was, like, 24.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, this guy's 24. I'm 34. So, like, you know, there's a good gap there. But, like, he just, and, like, I'd have to, like, over-explain things because he wouldn't, like, get it. And it was just kind of like, okay, like, this is not working out.
Yeah.
I can't do this every day.
It makes it tough when you've got references. Like, I'm at work, and I'm the old guy at work, and I'm throwing out references from, you know, like, my childhood. And they don't get it at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I do. I
you throw
a
out a lot of references that people don't get.
A lot of dated references. Yeah, well, I like Ike. And then people just don't get it. They just don't get it.
Oh, what? Who?
Who's Ike?
What are you talking about?
So
who's
that? That's also tough.
Is that a band?
That was also something Dan was found, that a lot of younger women, it's hard for him to find someone that's in that age group.
Yeah, like his age group.
Yeah, with
get
your guys,
married,
your guys'
have
age
children,
group, because I think you guys are about the same
start
age.
Start a life.
Right. It's like, yeah. I don't want
to. Well, I think he's kind of looking for what similar things to what I'm looking for. Like, and it's almost impossible to find someone in their mid-30s, no children.
Right.
I don't care if they've been married before, but, like, I can't do kids.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want any of my own, and I don't want any of that baby mama drama.
Right.
Like, I
smart.
Don't need that in my
good
life.
For you.
Like,
yeah. That's
so
smart.
So it's just kind of like, you know, and some, like, I know a guy who's, like, best friends with his ex, and they co-parent, and it's a beautiful thing to see when stuff like that works out. But
No, it's not.
I'm just, no.
No, it's never fun. No matter how glorious you try to make it look, it is never, ever fun.
Hey, it's life is work.
I'm just saying, I've lived it firsthand.
Yeah. At
and
least
it's
they're
not
trying,
fun.
And you know, if they, you know,
yeah,
nobody's
they're
arguing
doing
in front
it.
Of the kids.
That's right.
You know, that's good.
Good for them, but it's still not fun.
Oh, I've had 16 step parents. it's a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. My mom was married 9 times.
Oh yeah, your mom's been married. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
That's not just, and oh, then the God. Boyfriends in between. They're
yeah.
Just step. Dudes.
Step dude.
Uncle something.
Uncle Travis.
Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico. Now, Uncle Rico was a real thing. And it was Chico, not Rico, with a C. Uncle Chico. And he lived in a high-rise apartment downtown Denver.
Yeah.
That's always confusing to me.
That's nice.
And he wore a lot of gold jewelry.
Yeah, with low-cut shirts.
Yeah.
Like down to your belly button.
Yeah, yeah. And that hairy chest, like Magnum P.I., you know?
But much shorter.
God, how is anyone attracted to that look, honestly? It's like the dirtiest, gross. Like, people who dress like that look like they haven't showered in, like, a month.
They look a little greasy.
Yeah.
And they're all, hey, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, like they're greasy and sweaty all the time. Like, ew.
They own strip clubs.
Want to push that greasy, sweaty right. chest up on you?
I did see a sign outside on today on Facebook or Reddit or something, and it was a PT strip club that said, closed until we can get unclothed. I thought that was cute. That was fun.
Funny.
So, well, clever.
Yeah, well, strippers are starving right now.
Yeah. No, I told you. They yeah. just all went and became cam girls.
Yeah, but it's hard to make money as a webcam girl, I
no,
think.
It's
I tried
not.
It.
Well, you didn't take
I
your,
tried.
You didn't take your pants off.
Well, that, oh, yeah, that's kind of, especially for a dude, Sean, that's kind of important.
Right. No, they said that was optional.
It's not optional. It's expected.
Did it say optional asterisk? Because the asterisk was telling you that
yeah,
that's not really the case.
Yeah. That's right. You got to read the fine print.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I got
It'll get you every time, that fine print.
No.
Well, so, gosh, what are you going to be able to do? What are any of us going to do? But I'm just wondering in Oklahoma, because life has got to be different there than it is here in Denver.
It's a lot different because, yeah. I mean, it takes 10 minutes to get from one end of town to the other. That's probably the biggest difference.
Wow. But there's not as much entertainment. You know, they've canceled all entertainment here, so no concerts, nothing and stuff. But
yeah, well, this is a college town too, so a lot of the businesses are college geared towards the college, and a lot of the events that they put on out here are too. So, you know, with school being closed and
everything
else closed, like there really is nothing to do because
I'd be pulling.
Luckily, they're still selling alcohol.
Yeah,
yeah. But, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we'd be shipping it to you.
But,
right. Don't worry, your bottle's in the mail.
Send me one of them cold brews.
Gosh. I don't know. I'd be pulling my hair out. Luckily, we've got a good group of friends that we've been kind of seeing the whole time. You know, and they're isolated.
Yeah.
We're isolated. And so we know we're all safe. We've all been breathing pretty much the same air. And so we are getting some exposure with other people. You know, our neighbor's been over every day for the last year.
Well, I'm running a sweatshop.
And Shana is running a little sweatshop.
It's volunteer.
Yeah,
volunteer, I mean, only, but on voluntary.
Sorry, Shana, go ahead.
No, that's okay. You have to volunteer. You come over here and you work in my sweatshop.
Yep. She takes your temperature and it's all good.
That's right.
So do you have the traditional thermometer that goes under the tongue, or do you have one of those fancy sweep it across the forehead dealies?
No, I got a rectal. Mine is a rectal
Perfect.
Thermometer.
And
it
she
goes
likes
real
get
good.
Crazy.
Yeah.
She likes it. It tastes like shit, but she likes to make sure it's accurate.
You know, I find that's the best way to know for sure. You got to get it way down deep inside, and then you get an accurate reading.
Core temp.
That's right.
That's the only way to test for corona is go all the way up your nose.
It's totally
the only
fine.
Way to get the right temperature is go all the way up your
nose. You get doused in Lysol, and you get to come in.
You eat your wipe.
Eat your wife.
The first time I saw an image of how they tested for COVID-19, I was just like, I don't think I'll do that.
I said, I'm
no
good.
No way, man.
Even if I'm not feeling well, like,
right.
I'll just stay home.
Yeah, I'll
assume
just stay
I
home.
Have it and stay home.
Yep, and try to take the best care of myself while I can.
Yeah, I'm going to assume I already had it.
Yeah. Come and gone.
God, they might as like. Oh God, like it goes to the like back of your head. Like, can't they just like cut a little hole in the back of your head and get it there?
Go that way, right?
Why is the booger there not as good as the booger at the end of my nose? It can live on my table for an hour or two.
Right.
So why you gotta stick it that far up in my head? That's just because it's not real, and they want to torture us.
Maybe. Are they?
No
are
way
they,
in hell.
Are they implanting something?
Is that
something?
Your conspiracy theory?
That's my truth.
Maybe they're planting something in there.
What? Maybe they're planting something in there, Shayna.
We always thought it would beat up the butt, but the aliens found the back of our noses.
That's right.
That's a great
point. That's right.
Because there's no reason.
It was closer to our brain.
There's no reason the snot that it's gonna. How much snot's gonna get on there? Getting in that deep?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? And it's that's dumb. That's a fake picture. Yeah. That's fake news.
I don't know. We know someone who went and had their test done.
That's
and they
true.
Said that.
Oh, yeah.
Jammed a thing in their nose.
A former coworker of mine, she got tested because she was super sick and thought she was going to die, and she did not have coronavirus. Oh.
Yep. She did not have it.
Thing.
Just had the flu. No, she's fine. It's just the flu.
Well, I just mean like she was, you said she felt like she was going to die. I think I might have had something akin to coronavirus like 6 years ago. I got a really bad head cold and then like practically overnight it went down to my chest. And then it was like I had severe asthma for like 4 days. Like I could not breathe. And I was a smoker at the time too. And I should have just up and quit because, like, I had one puff of a cigarette, like, every day because, like, my lungs just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And it was like I had to sleep upright because when I laid down, like, it just, I couldn't breathe. Like, it was the weirdest thing, you guys.
Maybe that's
so
it, too.
I haven't gotten sick like that.
Maybe that's what people's problem is right now. Why they're not taking it serious. Like, if you have asthma or have ever had a severe chest cold like that where you just can't catch your breath, I mean, it is scary.
It is.
That's why this thing is a lung thing, and so it's scary. And it's like, man, if you're compromised, why take the risk?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. And, like, you know, I'm a former smoker. I have asthma.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I would be considered a high-risk individual in most doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like I said, like, I've been walking around without a mask, not really all that worried about it.
Well, you better stop now.
I don't know.
You better wear that mask.
Well, now I have a legit mask to wear, two of them.
Yeah.
Before that, I was, like, rocking a bandana.
Yeah.
So, and that's uncomfortable.
Like a bank robber.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, and the hardest thing, too, even with the cool masks that you guys made me, I wear glasses all the time.
Yeah, me too.
So, like, I get, like, get fogged up and shit, and I'm like, I can't see where I'm going. Like,
those ones I sent
you? Like, put it under your nose. Like, that would just be silly.
There's a wire in those ones that we sent you, so you can form it to your nose a little bit, and then I set my glasses, like, right on the edge of it. And that seems to help with the fogging, with the fogging up a little bit. But it makes me crazy because they
cheater tips of wearing a mask from a lady who wears glasses.
It makes me crazy, you know, because like in the grocery store, you're trying to shop but can't because you're fogging up your glasses. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
How much is this? Can you tell me? Because I can't see it.
And they don't want you to touch your face, so how I can't touch my glasses? You know, it's like, come on. Make you crazy.
I touch my glasses like 12 times an hour.
Me too.
I figure like I'm touching the glasses, not my face.
Right.
I can't stop from touching my face.
Yeah.
I'm a bad face toucher.
Right.
Big time. Yeah, I always have been.
I do that when I think like I'm a thinker. Like I'll do the like finger to the lips type of thing when I'm trying to think of something really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at that too.
Have you had to do any Zoom meetings or any telemeetings or conferences or anything like that?
No, thank God, because the computers we have at my station don't have cameras and my laptop doesn't work and I don't have internet at home anyway.
Yeah, see? Perfect.
You are in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because when I was going to move, I had Comcast when I lived up in Denver.
Yeah.
And I called him up and I was like, hey, so, you know, I'm moving. Can you please move my service with me? And they were like, yeah, what's your new address? And I gave it to them. And they were like, oh, we don't do internet down there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, it was kind of nice, too, because, you know, with Comcast, you're usually under a contract. And I still had like a whole year left on mine.
Mm.
And they were like, well, since you're moving to somewhere where we don't even service, you know, we can't really penalize you for that. So we'll just, you know, you don't owe us anything.
Let
we'll
you
just
off the
shut
hook.
It off on your move out date.
Oh, nice. That's nice. I was gonna say they'll tell you, we'll just hold on to this. So yeah. when you come back into one of our territories, you can finish out your contract.
When you get back, we'll wait for you.
Yeah.
That sounds
more
realistic.
We'll keep it
realistic.
In our files.
Yeah. That's right. When we pull up your social, we'll know. Oh, you owe us money.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looks like about $1,200. Perfect. Right. I just got a stimulus check. Here you go.
Exactly. I feel like you just came into some money.
That's right.
I'm just wondering because now all the studios, the movie studios, are jumping on board because so many people are doing Zoom that they're offering special backgrounds. And now Star Wars has started offering backgrounds. So you can have, you know, like you're on the Millennium Falcon or you're floating in the Cloud City or an asteroid field or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Even that's kind of cool,
you can
yeah.
even be sitting in the Emperor's throne while you're doing your Zoom
call. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I would probably want to be sitting in the Millennium Falcon myself, but
yeah.
being in the Emperor's chair would also be pretty badass.
That's pretty fun. So they released them the backgrounds on the Star Wars website. My guess is there's going to be a little bit of fee there.
Oh, sure. You got to pay for that.
I did not open that hyperlink. But let's
they're not going to
give
you
anything giving that
for free.
Shit away for free.
Yeah,
no
I wouldn't
way.
Think so.
No way, man.
I would not think so because they have to make the dollar. And on something else. Do you have Disney Plus?
No. I have Netflix.
Okay, well, I was just wondering if you've gone on there to see or watched any of that, but that's irrelevant, so never mind. So, no, here they are.
No, I mean, I heard it's a really amazing service because, I mean, it's no secret. Disney owns everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you probably have more of an array. And I know, like, I mean, I just reactivated my Netflix account after having canceled it for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And now on Netflix, it's pretty much all their original stuff. And
yeah.
It's very, very little of yeah. anything else.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like Netflix. We've worked our way through Netflix in the last couple weeks, too. All right, now I'm on the Star Wars.
I finished Tiger King finally last weekend, and now I'm working on The Witcher.
The Witcher. Is it good?
It is good.
Hmm. We might have to watch it.
We might have to throw that on.
I mean, even if, like, I never played the game or anything, so, like,
oh,
as far as, like, some of the terminology, you kind of have to pay attention unless, you know, if you know the game, then it's probably
that
not
ruined
as
it.
Difficult for you. But
I didn't know.
Yeah,
game.
But for
never
me,
mind.
It's kind of like, wait, what are they talking about? And I'd have to, like, rewind for a second and then be like, okay, I think this is this kind of thing.
Yeah,
all
what?
Right, cool. Moving on.
What's next? The Mario and Luigi video game? Hey, Mario, we're making this go and have a pizza.
Yes.
Something like that.
Worst movie ever.
Okay, I went to the website, StarWars.com. And sure as shit, right there, there's backgrounds. They're all free. You can just download them right onto your computer or your phone.
No way.
Yeah, and they're sweet.
Wow.
Some of them are really sweet.
Maybe it's like just for this week, they're free. And then
right.
they'll jump up to like $8.99 a piece.
Yeah,
oh, right.
You still got to put your credit card in.
Yeah,
to even get
though it's free.
Even though it's free. And then that way, after your 5-day trial,
right.
$24.99.
And then it's only $7 a minute to use it on Zoom.
It's $7 to connect and 50 cents a minute after that. Cheap as hell, right?
That's yeah, right.
Exactly. Well,
and just say you love Disney.
Right. Disney's the Lord. Someday, something will be the king, and it will be weird, and we will be like, should have saw this coming.
Yep, absolutely.
It was Disney. Or Amazon.
Or Bill Gates.
Or
right?
Jeff Bezos. Or Apple.
Yeah.
All hail.
Bill Gates is old news.
I know.
Is he?
I mean, he's like, what, like 70-something now? Like,
he's,
I feel like
he's just silently sleeping.
Irrelevant, but, you know,
no,
he's not as
not at all.
Out in the open anymore.
You know, he's only working right now on chipping every American and
yep.
building a chip to do so.
Yep.
So Bill Gates is up to a lot more than we know,
silently.
Friend.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates also stepped down completely from Microsoft right before this whole thing hit, like a month before he
mm-hmm.
walked away from the company.
Suspicious, Bill.
To work on vaccines
mm-hmm.
independently.
Right.
Self-funded.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
You can't trust Bill Gates.
Can't trust that guy.
He could be a robot, man.
He's a rich white guy.
He's never gotten older.
Trust those guys.
Never aged. Never.
He's a
great. That's true. He has looked the same for what, 50 years or whatever.
Yep. Ever since he invented.
They show like old videos of him, like, you know, working on the
alien,
you know, whatever they called a computer back then, a box brain.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looks exactly the same.
He does. He does.
Like, same glasses, same hairdo.
Yep.
He even has, I swear he has like the same collared shirt and sweater that he's always wearing.
Never changed it. No. He's got a factory.
He washes it in wool light.
Yeah, of course. He has a factory that just makes them. That's all they do. Little sweater
little
factory.
Sweaters.
Yeah.
Little Bill Gates sweaters.
Yeah. It's the Bill Gates sweater factory.
That's funny.
True story.
Yeah. It looks a lot like Shayna's mask sweatshop.
Yes,
that's
it does.
Right.
A lot.
It does.
Get to work, ladies. Yep. I need more sweaters.
Knit faster, bitch.
That's right.
Bill Gates needs a sweater.
He's getting chilled.
Yeah. And you know, when you're punished at Bill Gates sweater shirt factory, they send you down to Simon Cowell's t-shirt shop.
No!
Yes! Sew a V-neck.
To the basement you go.
Yep, to Simon Cowell's shirt shop.
That's funny.
All right, Lucy, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Yes, sir. Thanks for inviting me. This was fun.
Yeah, it's good. And I mean, it sounds like it's probably good for you to talk to other people.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been nice having like a real adult conversation, because usually I'm just talking to this puppy that's sitting next to me right now, and it's like, ooh, you good boy.
Yeah, you didn't baby talk us once.
Not one time.
Yeah.
Well, great. I'm glad. I remember how to converse with people. It's amazing.
People don't think about it in the kind of career that you and I have chosen, but you spend your whole morning talking to yourself in a little room.
Yeah.
And then you go home and you just talk to your dog.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, like, you know, obviously, like, in passing, you chit-chat with a coworker or two, right. But
that's it.
We have people show up at the house.
It's not really in-depth conversation.
Yeah, not at all. So we have folks that will come to the house, and I have a table set up out front on the porch so that they can, you know, get the masks without coming into the house, and you know what I mean? And I'll meet the people out there, and I have my mask on. Man, I've heard more life stories.
Yeah.
They're just here to get a mask. This is my Aunt Lucy. My Aunt Lucy's dog threw up a finger. You know
I mean? I don't know whose finger it is.
That's a problem.
Yeah. You're bitching about wearing a mask. You know what I mean? So I've heard a lot of good and long stories. So I know how it is. People are just dying for some sort of other person to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And the grocery store, we do.
Tell me about it.
Not even any booty call hookups.
Oh, you can't do a booty
you
call.
You shouldn't.
Well, you could. Masks on.
Masks only.
Doggy.
It's not going to do anything.
You can only do doggy style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're facing away.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And then he's wearing like a...
Then your heads are 6 feet apart.
That's
exactly.
Right.
I don't know how tall... That's a tall dude, but... and then you have to wear one of those shields. Just the dude wears the face shield. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. The big plastic one?
Yep.
That's right.
We need to make the booty...
Yeah, that could come in handy for the end, too.
That's right.
The booty call sex bag or something. We need to invent something. The booty.
Oh, somebody said it.
Call
the virus lives in the poop. Don't booty call.
It does. It lives in the poop for 30 days.
Well, that ruined it. So it's the booty call cloak.
Yeah. It's just got a little hole.
Right. With a sock.
Yeah.
Stick it the out. Whole thing's latex. One size fits most.
That's right.
Okay, we got that worked out. God. We're going to sew one of those up and get them out to you, okay?
Sweet. Thanks so much.
You'll beta.
I don't know what I'll do without it until then.
You'll beta test it for us.
Right. You might meet someone in it. Hey, come on.
Yeah. Who knows?
Put up your pictures. Look at what I got.
Hey, fellow quarantini. Yeah.
That's right.
Who's freaky enough for this?
Look what I got. I got a matching suit.
Yep.
Who's going to come play?
I'll make that my new Tinder profile picture. Just me wearing that and nothing else.
Yes. Brilliant.
And your mask.
That's right.
Gotta have on a mask.
Gotta have a mask.
Gotta have the mask.
The mask is essential.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Of course. And then they won't be able to see, like, my face. So, you know, that could be a plus.
No, it would not be a plus. But we have talked about that whole thing right there that... My theory is this is going to break down the standards of beauty that women and men have been confined to for all of these decades, because it doesn't matter if you've got lipstick on or if you've got great teeth,
right,
or if you've waxed your mustache, because all I can see is your eyes.
Right.
And so it's going to, it doesn't matter if you're a size one or a zero, because we're all going to be at home drinking all the time.
Right. We're going to be drunk all the time.
We're all going to be drunk. Be like, wow, look at you. You know what I mean? And then...
It's going to be like this.
Sounds like my St. Patrick's Day. Whoa, look at you.
You looking for a good time? Yeah. You found it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, even the neighbor Marlon says, all these women just got so much hotter with these masks on.
It's a little mystery to
it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No. Don't take it off.
Yeah. That's what they say. The love stories will be like, well, I just fell in love with his mask. had the beautiful, most beautiful mask.
So masculine.
It was all sparkly and had muscles on it.
That's right.
Muscle mask.
Ooh, and had some spikes.
Ooh. We could start getting different mask patterns and fabrics that match your personality. Like that. Whips on it and chains.
Right.
Ooh, I could tell he was into BDSM.
Whole bunch of little cocks.
Little cocks. Oh.
That guy's a dickhead.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell he was a little dick.
I don't know if you guys saw this story, but I saw a story about a lady who actually, she found fabric with little dicks on it, and she made a mask out of it, and she wore it to the store, and then somebody walked up to her in the store and said, did you know that your mask has penises all over it? She was like, yeah, and if you can clearly see them, that's how I know you are way too close, 6 feet away.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's funny.
We've been looking for it, and I have found some X-rated material, but it is like $29 a yard.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that.
Holy Christ.
I don't know if people want to get into that.
It's not, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a big commitment.
That's a big commitment. That's exactly what it is.
You know?
Because what?
Can you get like a third of a yard?
Right.
Yeah. Send me a 12-inch square.
I want 18 by 20. Please.
All right. Well, we're gonna make more masks and we'll get them out to the world. You let us know if you need more.
Okay, so far so good, but yeah, I'll let you know. And thanks for sending them to me, you guys. I love them.
No problem. We want to make sure you're safe.
That's right.
Safen up.
And you might need it, and they're kind of hard to find sometimes.
That's the main
point. Yeah. Well, I do like to live life on the edge, but I will start wearing a mask,
woo,
I suppose.
Well. You don't have to do it until they're going to ticket you.
Right.
But when they do, you'll have a mask to wear.
They actually aren't doing that here.
Well, we have one person in the room that said they were ticketing people up to $1,000.
Yeah,
so
in their town.
They're doing it somewhere.
Maybe it depends on the town, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, anyway. Obviously. Westminster is the only one right now requiring you to wear them or you will be cited.
Right.
They're saying you will be cited.
Will be.
Yeah. It's like, I cited you! Yeah. All right. It's the Wheat Ridge. They're kooky out there.
Yep, starting in.
All right. Say goodbye to Lucy, everyone.
Oh, goodbye, Lucy.
Bye, everybody. Lucy. Nice talking to you guys.
Yep.
I'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Yeah, let's definitely. We'll do this again before this whole isolation thing ends.
Cool.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
And wait, before you go, what if people want to get online and listen to you?
Oh, you totally can. 6 to 9 a.m. every weekday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. You can go to stillwaterradio.net. That's exactly as it sounds, stillwaterradio.net. Not .com. It'll take you to some obscure somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's .net. And there's four stations. I'm on Hot 93.7. Just hit the Listen Now tab, and you can listen now.
Check it out.
How
right
exciting.
On. Is it your gal pal Lucy or Lucy in the Morning?
Gal pal Lucy.
Gal pal Lucy.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Wait. Everybody, let's give Lucy a hand. Ready?
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Talk to you later, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Same story we're hearing from all of our single friends.
Yep.
It's a bummer.
It's a bummer.
Well, they should be lucky, and they should have a little bit of happiness, because right now the survey is saying that one in eight relationships is not going to make it. So they reveal about 22% of men and 31% of women are finding their partners irritating as shit.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising that the women are more irritated than the men are. We're so forgiving, men are. We overlook everything.
Okay.
This is that. That's exactly right there why the women are more irritated. I gave an example.
Yeah.
That was just an example.
Yeah.
I just was trying to help people understand.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe don't encourage it.
We always see a peak in people seeking relationship support after Christmas. Add that to a current extended period of isolation, and it's clear why we're experiencing a post-lockdown relationship reckoning, is what this expert is calling it.
Hmm.
He considers, he says, people use the web or phone counseling before the relationship reaches a crucial point.
Right.
Get some counseling.
Get some counseling, people.
The desire gap increases the longer we're together. What do you think? I don't know. That's deep. The desire gap
increases.
You think like the desire for each other or the desire for somebody else?
Or the desire, I don't know. I'm confused. It's perplexing.
Hmm.
Wouldn't it be, would it decreases?
Yes, for each other.
Ah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that.
It's all what you make of it, right? You can sit around and be completely irritated with each other, or you can sit around and just be focused on the good stuff.
Well,
I don't know.
I think that you get more irritated with someone if there are more things that you don't like about them.
Right.
Right? Like, I like pretty much everything about you. Even your annoying things aren't that annoying. Right? Don't. Okay, do you know what I mean, though?
No.
Because, like, you know people and they do just certain things and you're like, oh my God, I can't even be in the same room with this person anymore. You know? I don't feel like that about you about anything.
Well, okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
And I think that if you kind of have little nitpicky things with the other person that you don't really like, then it's easier to become angry with them and to have disdain for them.
And right. Especially when we're around each other constantly.
Yeah.
Well, so then you say that you have some separation anxiety probably when this is all over. I think a lot of people will experience that as well.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Because then that would even tell you that your bond did grow.
Yeah, it should.
Stronger.
It probably will.
Yeah.
Well, it is for dogs too.
Oh, I know.
Because imagine all these dogs. They're used to being home alone.
And they're sick of you already. And
well,
then
no,
they're going to get used to you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to leave.
And then you're going to leave. You're going to be gone again. And
mm-hmm.
They're going to be all
bleh. Yeah.
And especially for those dogs, because like thousands of dogs were adopted out of shelters
mm-hmm.
that had probably been in shelters for a long time.
Oh, right.
And now they've been with their human forever.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
Mary Poppins says her dog hates that she's home.
Oh, really? I believe some dogs do.
Yeah. Like, get away from me.
Ah.
Leave me alone. I'm sleeping. I sleep for 5 hours while you're gone.
Right. Why are you bothering me?
Right. No, I do not want to go on a walk.
Oh, we saw that video. A guy was trying to walk his dog, and his dog was like, fuck off. I've walked enough.
We have done this every day. I don't like it.
Yeah. I think the pets get used to us being gone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They
get on the schedule too, and they know when you're coming home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They get on the schedule.
Dogs can tell time.
They can.
Or they can predict the future.
Probably
one
both.
Of the two.
Probably both.
You think dogs can predict the future?
Yeah.
Did you realize yesterday when we were in the grocery store that that old man told us that a man gave his dog coronavirus?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes. I just kept walking.
Me too. You just said it. And so we're standing in the grocery store, and it's this really old man in a wheelchair, and he just decides to stop and talk to me about coronavirus and opening up the city, and this is great. And yeah, it was even, he wasn't even wearing a mask.
Nuh-uh.
I was wearing a mask, thank God. And he says, they want to open up the city, and that's too soon. I mean, some man just gave his dog coronavirus. What's going to happen? And I wanted to go, animals living together, cats and dogs, it's total mayhem.
It's anarchy.
Anarchy. But I thought, aww, how did it? First of all, I had all these images of how a man would give his dog coronavirus. Maybe they were. I mean, we learned earlier,
you know,
where the corona's living. I feel like there's some peanut butter involved. I'm just not sure where that guy was coming from. But if there has been a case where a man gave his dog coronavirus, I think we should probably know about it.
Right.
They should be talking about that on the news.
Well, I guess it just depends on what news you watch.
Because that would be bad if the dogs and animals can get it now.
Yeah.
Because then they could call for a moratorium on animals.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? You see how that could go bad.
That could go bad. I don't know. Interesting. We'll see. Keeps morphing, keeps changing into something else. But
if you've got a piece of property that we can go camping on, a big piece of property, we can all bring our campers to camp on it for, 8 to 12 months.
I thought you were going to say days.
You let us know. We'll come right on up there.
Right. You email us.
I'll mow it. I'll get it ready to go.
Right.
We'll have some camp. I'll build
some little fire pits.
Fire pits.
Right.
So that we can have some camping trips.
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant now.
It has to be private property.
Yeah. If you got a private piece of property, because that's the only place we're going to be able to camp this year.
Yeah.
It's private property.
Maybe set off the road a little bit.
Definitely off the road.
So they can't really see us.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be able to see us.
That'd be great.
Because we won't be isolating. We'll be camping.
We'll be camping.
But we're in nature.
Yeah.
And there's no viruses there.
And when you're camping and you're covered in dirt anyways, you're fine.
It's a layer of protection.
That's right.
I like it. I can't wait.
I know. Me too.
If you've got an extra vehicle that might tow my camper.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Because
now I just realized I can't take that camper anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. You got a truck you don't need?
He just left me hanging there.
Yeah. What's going on? What's up with this truck?
How fantastic. Well, it's Friday. Everybody have a good Friday.
Everyone have a good Friday.
Go and enjoy yourself. Do something fun tonight.
Celebrate.
Maybe go outside tonight and have a fire in your fire pit.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, right? I'm gonna fire up the wood burning stove.
Yep.
And we're going to fire up the stove, and we are going to, I've got steaks. Splurge. This is when we should be taking time to splurge and making ourselves nice meals.
Yeah.
Maybe have a nice bottle of wine.
Right.
Instead of intentional
about your time.
Instead of buying a $10 bottle of wine, buy a $14 or $16 bottle of wine. You'll be surprised at how much better it tastes.
Right.
And it makes you feel fancy, like we're doing something.
Well, and make it like a date, you know?
That's true.
Set up your table and, make it special. You can be intentional.
And if you're single, get online and do some sort of weird virtual date with somebody.
Right.
What do you got to lose?
Right.
You got nothing to lose.
Nothing.
It's virtual. It's not like they're in the car.
Mm-mm.
Or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Just get on there.
Get in.
Do it.
Get it.
Try something.
Right. Try something out of your comfort zone.
Right. Don't be bored.
Right.
Learn the trumpet.
Where's your trumpet?
Damn it. It's outside of arm's length reach. But we love you guys. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast again. All of your support has been wonderful.
Yes.
All of your gifts have been wonderful.
Yes.
And keep them coming.
Yes. Let us know if you need masks. We're making them.
You can email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Join the nation.
That's right.
Swallow Nation on Facebook.
Yep. Just search it. It's easy. Join us. And if you would like to be a part of the podcast, it's super simple. Just email us and let's get on the podcast and let's chit chat.
Let's have a talk.
Let's have a chat.
What you got?
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I hope
hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.